Bonjour, mes amis. In the heart of your busy day, find a moment of peace and pleasure at La Madeleine. Imagine a cozy corner of France just for you. Whether you choose to relax by the warm glow of the fireplace or indulge in the art of French conversation on the patio, La Madeleine offers the perfect escape. And now, for a limited time, enjoy La Madeleine's Douai Magnifique for just $9.99. That's a melted-to-perfect four-cheese grilled cheese sandwich paired with a cup of their famous tomato basil soup. It's the quintessential pairing, just right for the season. At La Madeleine, they cherish the French tradition of fresh cuisine, crafted with ingredients and recipes that have been lovingly passed down through generations. It's not just a meal, it's an experience. A little piece of France you can call your own. Find your local La Madeleine at lamadeleine.com. Escape the ordinary. Savor the Douai Magnifique. Visit lamadeleine.com today. Bon appetit.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Single Storm Podcast.
Well, depending on who you ask, the primary elections in the state of Texas on Super Tuesday, they were decided by either border issues, they were decided by the impeachment of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, or some said it was because of the lack of parental school choice and education freedom. The voters were so riled and angry that these left-wing Republicans and service to socialists decided not to restore parental authority over how their children are educated, that's the reason why some of these cats lost. And you know what? I've got to be honest with you. It was a mixture of all of those, but you'll hear from some left-wing extremists here in the state of Texas that it had nothing to do with 22 Republicans voting against parental school choice and education freedom, even though the majority of Texans really do want that authority restored to them, an authority, in my opinion, that was wrongly taken by the government from them. Now, as far as the results are concerned, I believe, if my count is accurate, there were 9 left-wing Republicans who lost outright, and several others are going to runoffs, these left-wing Republicans. Again, these are folks that were wrong on impeachment, wrong on parental school choice, wrong on the border bill, HB 20, that border bill, a whole mess of issues. But when it comes to parental school choice of that universe, those who were against parental school choice, here's the tally. And our buddy Corey DeAngelis compiled this list. It was a bloodbath. Of those that I mentioned, 6 of them were anti-school choice, anti-education freedom incumbents. They were thrown out on their butts. And in the runoffs, there are 10 anti-school choice, anti-education freedom up in the runoffs. So look, that means they've got the Paxton people against them. They've got the Greg Abbott people against them. They've got every conservative against them. They've got the majority of Texas parents against them. So it's not looking good for 10 of these individuals. Remember, just in the school choice, education freedom universe, when you expand that out to encompass the left-leaning Republicans, those who are constantly giving a hand up and a leg up to leftists to continually undermine the conservative movement and conservative legislation and conservative movements in the state of Texas, the number is 9, I believe, of these Republicans who were defeated outright, who were either anti-school choice or anti-conservative in some form or fashion on multiple issues. Then you got eight more of those left-leaning Republicans who are going to runoffs, and runoffs don't typically favor the incumbents. They just don't. So I guess this is a long route to say that this is the first clean, clear-cut conservative victory taking out many of these pro-Democrat Republicans. Many of them are Republicans in name only, actually Democrats who couldn't get elected as Republicans. So they faked it. And they said conservative this and conservative that, like John Cornyn does every 6 years. And they got elected. But this time around, because the left wing is doing so much harm, the left wing is doing so much damage to our people, the people of Texas were not in the mood to take sophistry and say, we're going to vote for you just because you say you're a Republican. Well, what have you done? Oh, you've done nothing but deliver for Democrats. Well, you're not really a Republican. You're not really a conservative because, frankly, we need you. You need to step up. If you're going to be a Republican, you need to step up and you need to do what you said you were going to do. Defend us from these Marxist leftist socialists. And so many of them did not. And so that's why they're out on their ass. And it's good they're out on their ass. And praise God, there's going to be several more. And they're already calling this a political earthquake. And folks, if you have runoffs in your particular area, I really want you to change that from a 7.0 or an 8.0 and turn it into a full-blown 10 on the Richter scale. You really need to make sure that we finish off these leftists and make sure they can't harm us anymore, because they did great harm on all the issues I mentioned, from the border issue, from parental school choice, from not banning the sale of our farmland to foreign enemies. They did all of that, and they deserve a reckoning for doing all of that. Let's focus on the all-important parental school choice education issue coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy 1/6 of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile. They have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network. They have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code, STORM, you support me, and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/storm.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Why is it Democrats continue to be elected? Why is it Joe Biden, who's a serial liar, gets elected? Why is it that Fannie Willis can have a judge sit there and says, yeah, you lied, yeah, you're corrupt, but we're going to go ahead with your case anyway? How does this happen? It is because our children are being raised to not only look the other way and not have the intelligence to spot a lie, even when they're confronted with a lie, they say, like, ah, who cares? Everybody lies. Not everybody, just leftists. Chris Salcedo's show axiom. Leftists lie. The reason why Democrats continue to get elected is because of GovEd, because dishonesty is now coveted, because integrity is now looked down upon. And it's because these lessons are reinforced inside of GovEd. Let me bring on a guest that'll help me reinforce that. Jason Bedrick, he is a fellow, a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation Center for Education. His research focuses on policies that promote education, freedom and choice, religious liberty, classical education, and restoring the primary role of families in education. Jason, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Pleasure's all mine. Round Rock Independent School District in the state of Texas. Here's what they're teaching in their Mexican-American studies course. It describes restrictions on immigration, i.e. the law, as, quote, oppression. And then they claim the terms undocumented and illegal perpetuate stereotypes. And it's like, wait a minute. Illegal perpetuates stereotypes. So what are they talking about? Stereotypes for who? This sounds to me like these left-wing so-called educators, they're the ones who seem to think that if you're a certain color or persuasion, you are illegal. That's their problem, not mine, right?
Yes, 100%. And look, I'm a geriatric millennial who identifies as Gen X, so I'm actually old enough to remember when illegal alien was the term that everyone used and the left wanted to change it to be illegal immigrant. And then a few years later, they want to change it again to undocumented worker, even though not all of them are working and many of them have more documents than you or I have, a lot of them forged. So this is just a part of the left's constant struggle to control the language so that they control our minds. Yep. And they have a lot easier of a time doing it with children, teaching children that this is how they have to do it. And this is all the piece with their critical race theory pedagogy, where they are teaching children to see the world through a prism of race, where they divide everyone into the oppressor class or the oppressed class based on immutable characteristics like race. And then all kids need to do is figure out, well, you know, what color is the skin? And then I know who the good guys and the bad guys are.
Right.
And they're applying it also to immigration.
Exactly. Undocumented Americans is my favorite new, as you go down the scale of, well, frankly, it's BS. It's what they're peddling. All courtesy of Democrats, all courtesy of the left wing, all courtesy of GovEd. And as you just pointed out, there are good people and bad people, and you judge them by the color of their skin. Case in point, Hazelwood High School in St. Louis, Missouri, a white girl clinging to life after she was beaten senseless by a black girl. Now, if these roles were reversed, we would be hearing immediate calls to call this a hate crime. But because it was a white girl who was beaten up by a black girl, no calls for hate crime charges. And the violence that's allowed to occur inside of GovEd because leftists run it. And of course, as you and I both know, leftists are inherently violent when they don't get their way. This is a huge problem. What do you make of this case out of Missouri?
Yeah, I mean, look, there is an underlying problem with the way that the left is approaching discipline in schools. They point to disparities in, you know, suspension rates and other forms of discipline across races. And then they say, well, we need to get these to be the same. Now, you know, one thing that you could do is to suspend white kids more, but then you would need them to be misbehaving more. So if you can't do that, then what you're going to do is you're going to suspend students of color less. Well, this isn't doing any favors at all to students of color because it's introducing more chaos into the, you know, into the schools where, you know, black kids and brown kids tend to go. And it's actually making it a lot harder for those kids to learn.
To learn.
And to get ahead in life. So it's actually having, you know, as so many leftist policies do, perverse consequences that are the exact opposite of what they intended.
Right. Exactly. Education gets put by the wayside so these, frankly, white left-wing adults can feel good about themselves. And they're willing to sacrifice the education of children of color. Folks, we're talking with Jason Bedrick, research fellow at the Heritage Foundation Center for Education Policy. I'm going to read you some headlines, okay? Since 2007, headlines, teacher sexual misconduct rampant in GovEd schools. 2020, sexual violence up drastically in GovEd schools. 2022, at least 135 teachers' aides charged with sex crimes in Texas. Why is this happening?
Yeah, there's something called the Dance of the Lemons. where the teachers unions have a lot of protections for their members. They represent adults in the classroom, not the children. And so when they have cases that there's a lot of evidence, but maybe it's circumstantial, it's not enough necessarily to convict, but there's more than just raised eyebrows, they move these folks around and they put them into other schools until something happens and they end up on the front page of the paper because there is, they've actually done something where there's enough evidence to put them behind bars. And this is a real problem. The teachers unions make it really hard to fire teachers. Because that's what they do. They protect the adults in the system at the expense often of the children.
Yep. It's called pass the trash. And this is, again, another left-wing concept that, oh, yeah, we must give them every chance they can. The Democrats are doing it right now with criminals, making sure that criminals get released like illegal aliens so they can go kill American citizens. Now we've got to act. They do the same with bad apples in the teaching system. So school choice and education freedom would actually force these schools to make the reforms that they're not forced to make right now because they get our money regardless of how they perform. They're cranking out stupid people. They're cranking out corruption. They're cranking out, good little left-wing zealots that don't know their rear ends from a hole in the ground. But school choice would force these GovEd institutions to actually start prioritizing what their mission's supposed to be, which is education. Isn't that one of the positive attributes that GovEd would actually turn back into public education once school choice is implemented universally?
100%. School choice does two things. First, it gives parents an immediate escape hatch when their school is not meeting their needs, whether that's because they've got a politicized curriculum or just generally low quality or their kids aren't safe, or for whatever reason, it gives them an immediate escape hatch so they can go find a learning environment that aligns with their values and meets their needs. But it also, for those who want to stay in the system and fix it, it gives them more negotiating power because they're no longer a captive audience. When the school administrators and the school board knows that unhappy parents can take their children and their money and go somewhere else, they've got a lot more power when they show up. We learned during COVID especially, parents thought that their local schools were accountable to them, and they show up and they find that nobody was willing to listen. It was like talking to a brick wall. Well, that's because you were a captive audience. School choice fundamentally changes that dynamic.
Indeed, it does. And you know what? These school districts went a step above ignoring parents. They actually had taken to calling conservative / engaged parents. Even if you're a left winger and you believe in being engaged in your child's education, they called you a terrorist. That's what they called you. Just to get you to keep that separation and to allow the state to take over raising your children. And if you parents objected, you're a terrorist. So in the state of Texas, and it is sweeping the nation here, Jason. I think it's fair to say that the school choice wave is washing over state after state after state. Texas is stubbornly resisting this. And it's because of, well, we'll go with Democrats first. Even though the polling shows in Texas, majority of Democrats, majority of independents, overwhelming majority of Republicans want parental school choice and education freedom. The Democrat politicians, they are practiced in telling their voters to screw off. We don't care what you say. We're going to do what we want. And then their voters say, okay, we're going to continue to vote for you. However, Republican voters, they have a very, very different view. And Republicans are dropping like flies, those who opposed school choice, parental school choice and education freedom. And it is turning out to be very costly. In your opinion, should any politician who opposes education freedom and school choice be in elected office?
No, I think this has to be a litmus test issue for everybody, but we were already seeing that it's becoming a litmus test issue for Republicans on par with, abortion and taxes and gun rights. So what we saw last year was that a bunch of Republicans who had been funded in their primaries by the teachers unions, the teachers unions support millions of dollars in red states into supporting Republicans that are anti-school choice. And the Republican base is finally waking up to this fact, And in the primary last week, they threw out a whole bunch of them. Several of them went into runoffs. And it's looking like next year, Texas is probably going to have a pro-school choice majority in the House and Senate.
That's right. Texas will join the ranks of the civilized nations, states, I should say. Join the ranks of the civilized states that now allow some form of parental school choice and education freedom. I think we're up to 28 right now around this country, maybe even more, since recent headlines have indicated that more states have joined that. But it's where it needs to go. And we're tired of politicians who don't listen to us. And really, only the conservatives are holding their side's feet to the fire. Left-wingers, as we already articulated, don't do that. Jason Bedrick, research fellow at the Heritage Foundation Center for Education Policy. Appreciate the discourse, sir, and keep us posted.
Thanks for having me.
That's going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Visit a couple of websites for me, if you will. TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. You go to those websites, you're going to figure out what's happening here in the great state of Texas. You're going to figure out what's happening on the Chris Salcedo shows on AM Talk Radio and on television on Newsmax every single Monday through Friday. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is where projects come to life. Our showrooms are designed to inspire with the latest products from top brands, curated in an inviting, hands-on environment, and a team of industry experts to support your project. We'll be there to make sure everything goes as planned, from product selection to delivery coordination. At Ferguson Bath, Kitchen, and Lighting Gallery, your project is our priority.
Schedule your showroom consultation and see more from brands like Kichler at build.com/Ferguson.